Read the next item. Sorry, I'm doing your job.
146, authorize grant agreement with Hack Oregon and Oregon Nonprofit Corporation to build open data web applications to promote engagement, awareness, and quality of life with city data, not to exceed $22,500.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Great.
And so just to be clear, we've reserved 10 minutes of testimony, so if you could try and keep it in that time frame, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, we'll be brief. Thanks so much. So my name is Shannon Carney. I'm the Performance Management Analyst at the City Budget Office. I'm here today with my colleagues from the Portland Housing Bureau and Portland Fire and Rescue. We have coined ourselves Earth, Wind, and Fire, so you can decide who's who. So we're here today to talk, to say a few words about a grant agreement that we're proposing for council consideration with a local nonprofit group called Hack Oregon. And our bureaus have been collaborating on this project, and we're hoping to enter into this agreement in a joint fashion. At its core, Hack Oregon is a community-powered nonprofit. They build open data projects to promote engagement, awareness, and quality of life here in Oregon. The organization's motto is making public information public knowledge, and they are a strong force driving civic engagement with the local technology community. They train hundreds of adults on open source software coding and project management skills in a real life production environment. And the trainees work side by side with experts in the field on projects, one of several web application projects each season that address real world challenges. So that's really where the City of Portland and other organizations like ours come in. To be successful, this organization relies on data and public data. So the City of Portland, we obviously have a wealth of that type of information. Currently, not all of it, and in some ways not even a lot of it, is easily accessible to outside organizations like Hack Oregon. Outside of a public records request, it's just not that easily available. So our respective bureaus here today seek to change that dynamic. We want to work with this organization not just in response to a specific request, but as a partner interested in the questions posed by the technology community and especially in the creative solutions that they might propose to some of our longstanding challenges. This type of partnership is key to treating the city's data not just as information that must be collected, reported, and archived, but actually something that is a strategic asset that we can learn from and drive better decisions. The project with Hack Oregon is anticipated to build a demonstration open data portal for the city, and we hope that this will be an impressive showcase of how interesting and useful our existing day-to-day city information becomes when we share the information in an accessible format and partner with our community to ask and answer new questions. This project is, I think, unique because Hack Oregon has engaged city staff such as us that may never have otherwise found ourselves at a hackathon or a weekend startup event. I anticipate that our understanding of what it takes to build a large-scale technology project will pay dividends in the city and in future years, as well as our connection to the community for recruitment and bringing in new talent and skills to the city in our workforce. The project, while it is a one-time grant, we anticipate that it builds deeper relationships with the organization, and we can build that with other bureaus, too. So I'll pass it to Bimal.
Thanks, Shannon.
Hi, my name is Bimal Rajbandari. I work for Portland Housing Bureau as a data analyst and evaluator. Mm-hmm. For the past couple of months, I've had an opportunity to take a class at Hack Oregon, as well as to collaborate with them on a housing-related project. Well, this has been a great opportunity for us, both for the city as well as for the Bureau, to work with a local open source organization and community so that we can share data in a very useful manner. And of course, I mean, we do benefit a lot from this, working with enthusiastic volunteers, coders, programmers, and data scientists associated with the Hack Oregon as they develop civic applications and hoping that through this partnership, we'd be able to gain more insights about the housing-related issues and this will particularly lead into making better policy and civic engagement. I realize that we are not way there compared to like Boston and San Francisco in terms of working with open source community, but this I'm very enthusiastic about the current excited about this collaboration with the Hack Oregon. And I'm sure this will be a win-win situation both for the city as well as for the open source community and the residents of the city as well. And thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you, sir.
And good morning. Mark Whitaker with Portland Fire and Rescue. And so from the Fire Bureau's perspective, certainly what interested us most about this project was just the ability to collaborate with professionals outside of government and give them a chance to look at our data and perhaps tell a story that we're not telling, or tell it differently, or identify gaps or new things that we haven't looked at. And so that's why when this opportunity was presented to us, we viewed it as a chance to innovate and hopefully learn some new things and hopefully walk away with some new ways of presenting and thinking about how we interact with our data and present it to the public.
Thank you. Any council questions? Any public testimony on this item, Carla?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Any public testimony? One? Come on up. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
If you could just hang around for a few minutes just in case we have follow-ups. Good morning.
Hi there. Good morning. I'll be very brief because I know that we're running on
record. Sorry.
I'm sorry. So I'm Catherine Nikolovsky. I'm the founder and executive director of Hack Oregon. And I thought that I could add to the Earth, Wind, and Fire team today. Very proud to hear them making statements on behalf of Hack Oregon and the work that actually we've been doing since summer. We're preparing for a public demo of this open data platform on May 1st at the OMSI IMAX Theater, so everybody is invited to actually see what we built and meet all of the volunteers behind the project. I think that one of the things that when we're in such a tense political time nationally right now, looking at all of the overwhelming positivity and talent and creative energy that we have in Oregon, this is something that everybody can feel really good about, because we have enormous amounts of talent, both across tech and design and other kinds of strategic development. We're fundamentally nonpartisan and have really no stake in what kinds of stories we're telling around these themes. We're trying to break ground on important issues like housing and homelessness to try to understand how to better allocate resources and bring something new to the table that is sometimes beyond the scope of what government actually can afford to do, because it's very expensive to run these data projects. And we have all of these folks that are coming out from some of the best technical areas in Oregon working together on these super teams alongside teams with government. And it's not even about open data as an issue. It's about every other issue that data is a part of. And so if we can understand the Portland budget better to apply toward things like emergency response and homelessness and housing, we think it benefits everybody, and that creative exercise is also producing a lot of workforce development talent, and we do get other kinds of funding to run this by actually training and putting people back into technical positions.
Thank you, and congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And another piece of the data puzzle we need to open up, and something that you unfortunately have to witness all the time, is that this table is too often occupied by people like my Shedrick and myself, more white men, not really what leadership in Oregon needs. So I just wanted to particularly note that this is one of the few women we've had come up for citizen comment. And I hope that Commissioner Fritz and Mayor Wheeler will take a look at if we're getting equity in public engagement. Now, part of that is just stand back. I probably need to come up less, but I thought it was so important that Mayor, you, Commissioner Dontrevitt, in addition to opening the data to Hack Oregon, for example, on the people that sign up in the five comments, do we get any kind of diversity there? Are we really reaching the level of inclusion we want to as a city? That's a small project that Hack Oregon people may not want to take on, and they might find the data is not there. But if we're going to be a city of leadership, you need to listen to these ideas that Hack Oregon is bringing forth so that decision-making can be, we can really live democracy. It didn't work that well in November. I think not a lot of people in Oregon are happy with how our democratic process is not pop, you know, we have a populist demagogue in the White House, yet here the people feel we have an unpopular national leadership. So these ideas that Hack Oregon is suggesting, as we grow the tech community in here, and that is the real job creation place, take that seriously and have a very open and engaging policy to let specialists, data analysts, engage with the city and form it, develop policies that will protect privacy but open data. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
I like how some of this computer technology can be used to make fast surveys, statistical things like how many people are
these things can actually go into databases and extract the information, count numbers, and tell me how many people are being evicted, how many people are on food stamps, how many people don't get food stamps, and stuff like that. So it's important when you say something, people always quote statistics here, makes a company like hers can basically confirm that very rapidly.
Thank you. Thank you. Is that the end of public testimony? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you, Fiewick. Aye.
Fish.
Very pleased to support this. Aye.
Seltzman.
I appreciate the collaboration between the Housing Bureau, the Fire, Portland Fire and Rescue, and the Budget Office. It sounds great. Aye.
Wheeler.
I'd like to see more of this. Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item, please.